David Brown. Okay. We went out to the, what's the name of that house? The tree, what do you call it?
Called Treetops.
Treetops, to look at some of
and
the therapy.
In Roseau Hospital, yeah. It was the occupational therapy section then.
Yeah, and the young women that were working there were very, very much on site, and they let Tony and I go through all the drawings and stuff. And then somebody told us that there was another artist there, and it's David Brown, and there he was with his famous charts.
And his shaven head.
His shaven head.
And his Liverpudlian accent.
Looking very nasty with his Bover boots.
He looked like he'd went up to South Newtown, that if he had a big pair of shiny black leather shoes on, you were done. But he turned out to be, for just about all except one occasion, the gentlest little man you could ever find. He just had real soul. And he'd worked on his shits, as he called them, which was in for sheets. And he had an incredible plethora of letters in different colours of the alphabet all over graph paper sheets, large graph paper sheets. And he was evidently getting to the very irrational raison d'etre and cosmology of the English language through its letters. And after a while, I started to speculate with him. I was saying, well, is the reason that there's the word buxom and breast and bosom and bodice, is it because the B has those two protruding circular sections like the woman's breast? And Davy would go on, well, that's a good start, you know, and the rest of it. But yes, he did encounter a semiotics professor from Sydney University sometime at Kelly Street Collective during when his work was mounted, who was just enraptured by what Davy was about. He obviously never encountered an irrational theory that actually stuck up there on the wall and didn't fall off. But that was Davy, and Davy was doing very well.
David could go into these charts. He had 42 or 43 charts?
He had charts, something like that. Yeah, he was in the early 40s.
For the military establishment, charts for the royal family, a chart for a chart to what? Not control, but to explain, to get a handle on various aspects of things that were possibly a bit of a problem to him, like the military. Getting it right? Anyway, there's horizontal and vertical grids with the letters running all over the place, some of them in color, actually. And he also had mathematical symbols, a few?
Yes, he did deal with mathematics, letters, too. But mostly the English language.
And he could go into the chart anywhere and read vertically or horizontally, just go right into a whole metaphysical cosmology of what the letters, the words were doing, and how they all worked together, what they meant.
Well, it's one thing to whip the tablecloth out from underneath the silver vase and the sugar bowl, but it's another thing to whip out the old tablecloth and whip in the new tablecloth without disturbing anything. He did very, very, very well.
And the man's disappeared. We're wondering if he went back to England, huh? The guy had actually been a mathematic whiz as a kid in school, hadn't he?
But whether he's back in England or in another country or rubbed out, probably won't know.